We are in the WGXC studio with Eileen Nash, an independent curator and writer living right here in Hudson, kind of oscillating between Brooklyn and Hudson and other places. She curates films and moving images for Basilica Hudson, so you've probably seen her a lot if you frequent the films down there. She is also an editor for film criticism programs at the Berlinale Film Festival, so we lose her a couple months every year to Berlin. So we're going to talk a little bit about Basilica film programming, but you also are engaged in a lot of other projects, some personal endeavors, collaborations, one being you're heading down tomorrow for a curatorial project you have going at PS1. So I'd love to hear more about that. And then just briefly, you and Olga DiCalo, she is a Bard Center for Curatorial Studies student. You will be curating...
No, graduate.
She's a graduate. So you guys are curating a exhibition called To Look is to Labor, which includes installations of moving images, screenings, an illustrated lecture, which I want to know more about, by a couple prominent filmmakers.
Artists, really.
Artists. Okay. So there's so much to cover. I want to actually start with maybe the most recent. Tell me a little bit about the piece you're curating, who you're collaborating with, and what's going on as of 2 days from now on Wednesday.
So the project I'm organizing for MoMA PS1 is a program of screenings. Can you hear me? It's a screening series that was curated by Ben Russell and Ben Rivers around a feature film that they've made together called A Spell to Ward Off the Darkness. And the film has not yet premiered, but the programs were originally curated for CPH Docs, which is a festival in Copenhagen. And it was a 9-part program, and we modified it into a 6-part to show at MoMA PS1. And the artists and myself and several other artists were invited to live at PS1 for a week at their colony project, which is one of several modules in their summer show, which is called Expo 1 New York. And the theme is ecology. And the other modules are the school, which is organized by Triple Canopy, the cinema, which is curated by Kevin McGarry, and the colony is one of the other modules. So our program kind of goes between the cinema element and the colony. There are 6 screenings, 3 of which will take place outdoors at night in the evenings on June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd.
There are some really interesting titles to some of these screenings, some being Collectivity or Utopia is a Social Body. One that I find particularly mesmerizing, and I want to know a little bit what this means, Phenomenology or the Embodied Experience of the Present.
So these three, there's 3 parts. So you just read 2 of them. The first part is Solitude or the Sublimity of the Natural World. And these 3 parts are kind of the thematic components of the 3 sections in their collaborative feature. So the first part of the film takes place in the woods, man alone in the woods. The second part is a commune in Estonia. And the third part is a black metal performance.
In Norway?
Taking place in Norway with a super group of musicians composed of Hunt Hendricks from Liturgy and Rob A.A. Lowe from Lickens. And actually Rob will be performing as part of one of the screenings. I can't remember right now exactly which day it is, but it's, if you look on the schedule, if you go to the MoMA PS1 website and go to Expo and then Events, all of these programs are listed there.
Fantastic. So technically for the next 5 nights or so, you're going to be living out...
A week, actually. A week starting Thursday.
just being completely submerged in film screenings and conviviality and community.
Yeah.
are Ben Russell and Ben Rivers the ultimate people to sort of take on these issues?
Well, that's the thing. They did make a commune to film the second part of their film. And the ideas of utopia and community and collectivity are things that they both think about a lot and have worked into this film. So that's why it felt like a perfect fit with the colony. And this, one of the subtitles of the expo show is Dark Optimism.
Mm-hmm.
And they consider a spell to ward off the darkness kind of a metaphor as cinema. So the darkness is this, the cinema space, and a film is the light or the thing that wards off darkness. So it just tied in really nicely with the PS1 show. And there's a lot of interesting films in this series. So a reminder, like, we're not showing that film. We're showing these programs curated around the idea. So they're not Ben or Ben's films themselves, though on Thursday and Friday their own films will be showing in the cinema space at PS1.
Mm-hmm.
But these programs are curated by them and by all kinds of artists, ranging from probably films made in the 60s to now. So all kinds of work, a lot of it on 16mm, some double projection 16mm. So it'll be great.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about your involvement, co-programming or the screenings at Basilica.
In general, or what's coming up?
Yeah, there's one coming up.
So there's one on Friday, which is Toeheads, a film by Shannon Plum. And she will be here on Friday to do a Q&A. And I won't be here because I'll be at PS1, but Melissa Aftermauer and Tony Stone, the creative directors of the Basilica, will be there to introduce her and moderate a Q&A with her. And her film is basically a autobiographical film in some ways. It's a narrative, but she is her film is about a mother in Brooklyn who is an artist and a filmmaker, but is kind of frustrated and holed up in her house being a domestic mother and runner of a family and not being able to make work. And it's kind of about all of those issues. So she'll be there to show this film and talk about it.
And Toeheads, that means two blonde. That means blonde. That means
right.
A little blonde head.
Right.
And she
so
has
it's about
two.
Her two blonde boys. Yeah.
And there also is an interview that I think Melissa did with her, I believe, or some. There's an interview on Basilica's website that sort of highlights a little bit about the filmmaker and her perspective on the film. So go ahead and check that out if you want before seeing the film, or just go in on Friday. Friday, June 28th, 8 p.m.
And so we've had the Basilica screening series aims to show about one film a week from June through October. And so we've had this June 4 films. And in July, we're actually kind of changing that format for the month because we have some kind of more substantial programming projects in the middle of the month. So instead of our weekly format, the weekend of July 12th through 14th is the show Melinda mentioned earlier, which is To Look Is to Labor, a co-presented show between CCS Bard and the Basilica. And this is co-curated by myself and Olga DiCallo. And that show is going to take over the whole Basilica space, as it's an installation of moving image work. And it includes three artists, Haroon Farocki, Lucy Raven, and Andrew Norman Wilson. And just to give a little background, Haroon Farocki is an incredibly important and kind of grandfather of video art. He's been making work since 1966. He's a German living in Berlin, and he's made over 100 films since 66 to now. He's also a writer and a curator, and he's had shows all over the world, including at MoMA in New York, and has been in multiple biennials, and he teaches currently at the Academy of Fine Arts in Vienna. So he's a major figure in this work, and his work deals greatly with ideas of labor and production and its relationship to images. So he's kind of the perfect foundation, and the other two artists, you know, consider him a great figure from which their work has emerged. So it's kind of important for us to have these three artists from different generations, because all of their work kind of speaks to, well, all of their, Lucy and Norm's work definitely speaks to Farocki's. And Lucy is a graduate of the Bard MFA program, and she makes moving image work and has worked as a contributing editor to Bomb magazine. And she now lives between Oakland and New York City, and just had a solo show at the Hammer Museum in LA. And Andrew Norman Wilson, my friend Norm, just showed at the Venice Biennale a couple months, or I guess about a month ago. He is having some solo shows coming up in Chicago and in Berlin and in Oakland. And his work really specifically deals directly with Farocki. His piece is called Workers Leaving the Googleplex. And if anyone is familiar with Harun Farocki's, probably his most well-known piece is called Workers Leaving the Factory, which is also in reference to the first film ever made in 1895, I believe.
The Lumiere brothers.
Yeah, exactly. So Farocki,
which is the Workers Leaving the Factory, is that what it's called?
Yeah, or the Lumieres is called, yeah, the Workers Leaving the Lumiere Factory in Lyon.
So can we talk, for those who want to get sort of a deeper context of what To Look Is to Labor, the exhibition you and Olga co-curated, there's a very specific reason why you chose to do it at Basilica, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the work, the show idea came out of Olga and I's interest in directly responding to the space and the space of the Basilica as a 19th century former factory and as a space that no longer is in production in an industrial sense, but is now a place of cultural production and is now a space, has gone from a space of labor to a space of leisure. And this is a phenomenon happening all over the world. And Hito Sterl, who is a filmmaker and theorist, wrote a very interesting piece called Is a Museum a Factory? And this piece discusses the way in which many of these old industrial factories and buildings all over the world are now being turned into art spaces and museums, and Dia Beacon is a perfect example, and the Basilica is an example of that in our town. So it was important to us to address that and to bring in works that really point to that and make the audience aware of that progression and just the socio-political mechanisms which have brought a space like that to a space of culture.
Right, and the title Workers Leaving the Factory is not only literal in the sense that workers are leaving the factory, it's also a cultural, it's actually a historical commentary on workers are leaving the factory. So can we talk a little bit about the notion of, you know, you clock in if you are a factory worker, you clock in and you produce something in that time period. And it's sort of a well-rehearsed use of the hands, the body, in order to create objects over and over and over again, depending on the factory. As opposed to in this particular context, it's not a well-rehearsed thing. In fact, you're getting you are doing some form of work. But what is the difference? What is the,
like,
what
the work performed by the spectator?
What is that?
I mean, it depends. It's not like everything shown in all museums or all art spaces require work, but they do in some way. I mean, you're going there and interpreting a piece of art or a piece of music or a film and making meaning from it. And, you know, not all movies or music requires active work from a viewer. And so it was important for Olga and I to bring in videos and films that ask something of the spectator and ask you to participate in the production of its meaning and really activate a kind of dialogue between yourself in the space, between the artist presenting work and the ideas, and the actual context, the specific space that you're in.
One of the project's larger questions, and you write this in your press release when you're sort of highlighting the things that you're trying to tackle in this particular exhibition: how does occupying and observing these artworks within Basilica context and history activate the spectator's relationship to the boundaries between work and leisure? And you touched upon that a little bit, but considering this is one of your larger overarching questions.
So this question you asked about a worker within a factory is clocking in and is in the process of production within these set hours. And we're also thinking about the confines of cinematic time, you know, a 90-minute film or a 20-minute video. It is, because cinema is time-based, the artist is the one who's regimenting a certain given time frame within which you're working as a viewer. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about, you know, in the broader sense, the idea of the physical space of the Basilica as having changed from a factory into an art space. And, like you said, the workers leaving that space, and now who's coming into the space are people in their leisure time. You're not going into that factory to work. You're going into that factory to participate in culture. And then, the more kind of nuanced idea of the cinematic time and the difference between work that is time-based and requires that of the viewer and a painting or a sculpture, which the time given to it is based on the spectator.
Mm-hmm. You tried a more extended version of this project in Berlin, right?
Kind of the opposite.
The opposite. How so?
So part of this show are two pieces by Faroki, and they're both going to be installed, and we invited Haroon to come, but he couldn't make it all the way from Berlin. But we're really lucky to have Lucy and Andrew Norman Wilson, who will both be here, and they will both have installed works. Norm's Google Workers Leaving the Googleplex, and Lucy Raven's video, actually she calls it a photographic animation of Chinatown. So those two will be installed, and then Lucy and Norm will both give live lectures. Norm's is a PowerPoint performance and Lucy's is an illustrated lecture. And then in addition to those elements, there will be a screening of Dream Factory, which is a moving image program curated by myself and Andrew Norman Wilson. And we showed that that program in Berlin in February. But it was a two-part program, and we actually just got invited to show it in at the University of Iowa in the fall, and we had to kind of cut it down into one program. So we're showing that one program, the abbreviated program, as part of this show, and that will be on the Sunday, the 14th. So that's what Dream Factory is. It is screening program.
Since Andrew Norman Wilson is going to be here, he made a film, Workers Leaving the Googleplex, which, as you explained, is a direct reference to Lumiere and Haroon Faruqi. What is a ScanOps Google worker? What is he actually doing in that film? What is he doing in the film Workers Leaving Googleplex?
So that video is... You can just Google it and watch it, because it's on YouTube and on Vimeo, and it's 10 minutes long. Or you can wait and watch it at the Basilica, where it'll be installed in a really great way. But I kind of don't want to give it away, because he explains what it is in the video. But to give a tantalizing description, Norm worked for Google and came upon some questionable labor practices within the Google structure and made a work that reveals that, what he discovered, basically.
Interesting.
So the ScanOps are, there's a class of Google workers who are there to scan all text and books, and that is like a sub class of the Google working sphere. And Norm's video kind of discusses what that is about.
That sounds awesome. So to look is to labor, and inherently in that title is the notion that labor is embedded in the act of looking. Was that a hard title to come by, or is that something that you, that was just very readily accessible to both?
No,
you and Olga?
We've went through a lot of titles. Our first one, actually, which Olga and I both really liked, but we ended up deciding it was problematic, was It's Not Just a Weekend Pleasure. And it was, that was taken from Haroon Faruqi, his videos, or not one of his works, but an interview. And we liked that because it spoke to Hudson as a weekend place, and it spoke to art viewing as a weekend activity. And we kind of liked the controversy it might arouse. But we also felt that it was important that the voice and that the perspective isn't one that's reprimanding people, or that it's not about anti-pleasure in art spectatorship. So we felt it wasn't quite right. Yeah, I guess for Olga and I, the two really important ideas in the show is labor and the act of looking. So this title made sense.
It's perfect. Eily, I really want to talk to you about Basilicoscope, which is coming up in the end of July, or sort of mid to late July. We are at the top of the hour, so maybe what we should do is do a little bit of the station IDs and so forth, and then we'll come back and talk to you a little bit about Basilicoscope.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ICRA.
Your WGXC 90.7 FM t-shirt design into WGXC's first ever t-shirt design contest. The winning design will be produced as the next WGXC t-shirt. All ages and skill levels are welcome to enter. Send your designs to Jess at WGXC.org or visit WGXC.org for contest guidelines and more information.
WGXC WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hudson River Tattoo, providing custom tattoos and piercing with over 20 years of experience. Located at 724 Warren Street in Hudson, Hudson River Tattoo is open Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 8 p.m., with both appointments and walk-in services available. For more information, call 518-828-5182 or visit HudsonRiverTattoo.com or search Hudson River Tattoo on Facebook.
So this is the Monday afternoon show. We are in the WGXC studio with Eileen Nash, an independent curator and writer, who was just talking to us a little bit about her project that she is co-curating with Olga DiCallo at Basilica this coming July. In July, it's called To Look is to Labor. And right before the top of the hour, we were just about to talk about Basilicascope, a weekend of films scheduled for July 19th through the 21st. What's that about, Eileen?
It's a, yeah, like you said, a weekend festival of films and filmmakers that we're bringing in from all over. And yeah, the exciting aspect is to have multiple filmmakers present on one weekend to show their work. So we're going to announce the full lineup on July 1st, but I can tell you about some of the filmmakers that we've announced already, including Jacqueline Goss, who's a professor at Bard and a film and video maker, and she will be showing her film The Observers, which is about two women weather people, what are they called?
Meteorologists?
Yeah. On the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire. And Jem Cohen, who a lot of people know as a filmmaker who's worked with musicians, including Fugazi and REM. He will be showing his film Benjamin Smoke and a few short films along with those. And French-Canadian filmmaker Denis Côté, who will be showing his second to most recent film. It's called Bestiaire, and it's a film about animals in many ways. And Deborah Stratman, who's a Chicago-based artist and filmmaker, who's currently having her retrospective at MoMA in New York. She will be here to show Or the Land and From Hetty to Nancy. And Or the Land is a film about Americans' perspectives on freedom. And From Hetty to Nancy is a really cool epistolary film. It's set in Iceland.
Wow.
And I can't forget Jamal Shabazz, Street Photographer, a film by Charlie Ahern, is kind of our featured film, and it is co-presented by our festival partners, Artists Public Domain and Cinema Conservancy, which is a nonprofit in New York City. And the director is Jake Perlin, a close friend to the Basilica Film Program. And they will be presenting this new film with us. And Charlie Ahern's film Wild Style will also be shown as part of the festival. It's the 30th anniversary of this film. Mm-hmm. So it'll be his brand new work and an older work of his.
Fantastic.
And there will be, yeah, one or two more films that we'll announce on the 1st of July.
The 1st of July. Okay. So you actually have so many of the filmmakers or artists.
All of those filmmakers will be present. Yeah.
Similar to Look is Labor.
Mm-hmm.
And you already have had a lot of filmmakers come to present
their
films.
This month we've had three filmmakers out of four screenings. We've had three of the screenings with filmmakers present. And so that's one of the biggest focuses of the Basilica, is to have our artists present to discuss their work and share it with the community.
And how is that possible?
It requires the support of Hudson film lovers to donate to our fundraiser, which is currently happening and will end at the end of the film festival. So you have some time, but we really need the support of our community to bring these films and filmmakers to Hudson, because it is not cheap to bring world-class filmmakers to this spot. And we have to put them up, and we have to pay their screening fees, and it is really crucial that we have the support of the community to help us do that. So please go to our website. It's www.basilicahudson.com/basilica-fundraiser is where you can find out more information about our Indiegogo. And you could also just search Indiegogo for Basilica Hudson. Please, please consider donating to our film program.
Awesome. Cool. So there's a lot of fantastic programming happening this summer. So I'm really happy that we got to have you on the show to sort of flesh out all of the things that are happening week by week, month by month throughout the ensuing summer season. Eily, have so much fun at PS1 Wednesday.
Thursday.
Is it on Thursday? You're going down on Wednesday?
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to having you back for To Look.
To Look is to Labor.
To Look is to Labor.
And the dates on that are the 12th through 14th of July.
So you can go to Basilica's website, or you can go to Eily's website, which is eileynash.com.
Yep.
Easy enough. Eily, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us on WGXC, the Monday afternoon show.
Thanks, Melinda.